This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The WHO warns 50% of Europe could catch Omicron by March. Dr. Hans Kluge.
The region saw over 7 million newly reported cases of COVID-19 in the first week of 2022, more than doubling over a two-week period.
The White House is reporting the president meets with the Senate Democrat caucus to discuss the urgent need to pass legislation to protect the constitutional right to vote and the integrity of our elections. The meeting starts at 1 p.m. Eastern. TMZ is reporting 65-year-old comedian and actor Bob Saget died of a heart attack in his sleep. Murray Beard, who was at the Ponte Verde Concert Hall in Jacksonville, Florida, where Saget performed his last show.
I've been around people that have mental health issues and things, and you can tell when something's just not quite right. But that wasn't the way it was with Bob. He was excited about being on stage.
USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
As a massive asteroid whooshes by Earth, let's be thankful it didn't stop by for a visit.
A skyscraper-sized asteroid will make its closest pass by Earth next week, according to NASA. It will pass within 1.2 million miles of Earth at more than 43,000 miles per hour. This is the closest asteroid, which is more than twice the height of the Empire State Building, will come to Earth over the next 200 years. It'll be close enough to observe with a small telescope, according to the website Earth Sky. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The foreign ministers of Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Oman, and Bahrain, and the Secretary General of the Gulf Cooperation Council are all visiting China this week for talks on boosting trade and security cooperation. The visits by Gulf officials is part of China's push for stronger involvement in the Middle East. For Beijing, the Gulf is important to its energy supply and increasing their influence. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The father of a 4-year-old leukemia patient is claiming Ronald McDonald House for Kids with Cancer is kicking the family out of the facility for not getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Austin Ferguson was on Fox News explaining the details.
The letter is pretty shocking and everything. I was in disbelief when I got it, and confronting the person about it, you know, it just blew my mind that it was actually real life, that was a real letter, that they're actually evicting kids with cancer, you know, for whatever reasons. They say they're doing it to keep people safe. But, I mean, like, I just honestly believe they're obsessed with vaccinating people. And, you know, we have a great social worker, and she's already gotten us another place. It's through the hospital, though. But, you know, so she's been really great, but, like, we didn't know what was going on right off the bat. And, you know, we've been talking to a lot of people here, and I feel like this story kind of strikes a lot of people. We've had people coming up to us saying, we got your video, we're vaccinated, our kid's halfway through his cancer treatment, like, we don't want to mess it up by getting him this vaccine. You know, any kids in the future coming in, forget about the people getting evicted right now, like, those kids will have to be vaccinated to come here.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, getting this country back on track. We've got to return to first principles, ladies and gentlemen. It starts with the truth, first of all. The whole truth and nothing but. And what's happening, for example, with the January 6th, this select committee is, to say it's a joke, it just makes not enough serious, commentary about it, because it's a waste of the people's money. I mean, this whole idea, the reason they're coming together is to make sure this never happens again. Do you really believe that to be the case? I mean, this is so partisan. I mean, so much so that there's a little cooperation. I mean, now you have the minority leader, Kevin McCarthy, saying, you know, I'm not going to participate. You have other Republicans, noted Republicans, that need to be part of the solution here that are deciding not to participate because of the manner in which this whole thing is being conducted. Megan Barth is with us right now, founder and proprietor of RiganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, what is your read on this J6 Select Committee?
I think it's an absolute joke, to be quite frank. All it is political theater. They want to use this issue in order to try and use this issue for as long as they can, going into the 2024 election if they want. They're already talking about perhaps, and this is, again, 2 years away, so they're going to drag this around town and around the news cycle and beat it like a dead horse. And they want to use it in 2024 as an election issue. They want to use it in the midterms as an election issue. Anything they can do to turn what was, you know, I would admit it wasn't an insurrection, but they're going to keep calling it an insurrection. They'll call it a riot. They'll call it violence. They'll claim that cops were murdered by Trump supporters. And they've already hinted at the fact that they're going to try to use January 6th in order to disqualify Donald Trump from running for president.
That's really the bottom line of it all. That's the bottom line. They want to they want to invalidate President Trump from ever running again. And the notice out there, and I wrote about this past week, that the additional implorement here by progressives is that everyday people should never ever consider electing somebody outside of the Beltway ever again, that there will be a price to be paid. You are now labeled as a domestic terrorist, and this insurrection term is very dangerous in legal parlance. It comes with a lot of ramifications, and they throw it out there very haphazardly, but I believe that it's one of those words, kind of like in that movie, The Hunt for Red October, where that missile is going to come back and haunt them in much the same way that Harry Reid's missile of the filibuster came back to haunt the Democrats.
Yeah, absolutely. absolutely. And the thing is, and you're spot on, the weight of the word insurrection, you know, carries a lot of, you know, bad connotations, obviously.
Well, there's specific legal ramifications. You know, when you say insurrection, I mean, when you look it up and you look how it's addressed and what it could mean, like you say, you know, to say, you know, Donald Trump could never, ever run again if he is convicted of inciting an insurrection according to the U.S. Constitution.
Right, and I in my lifetime, and I'm sure in your lifetime, agree or disagree, I've never seen a political party or politician so fearful of one man.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to kind of sit back and you got to ask yourself why. Why is Donald Trump the largest threat to the Democrat Party? I think much more of a threat beyond Ronald Reagan, even though Ronald Reagan won in a landslide and cleaned their clocks. I think much more than a threat than any politician anywhere. I think he's probably a bigger threat than Putin to the Democrat Party as far as what they consider, you know, their security.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're exactly right in that sense, Megan, because see, they're afraid. See, Donald Trump, by his nature, is an exposing agent. And he talked about the deep state. He went into areas that Ronald Reagan did not deal with, but because it wasn't so corrupt as it is now. And the Democrats are deathly afraid of being found out. And Donald Trump was starting to pull back the veil on all their shenanigans and all this corruption. And who else is going to do it but from somebody who's outside? It's like, you know, if you've had any experience in dealing with bankruptcy attorneys, you know, they can come into a company. You may have your special cousin in special places, but he's really not working, so we need to get rid of him. They're going to make those clear-cut decisions that need to be made in order to make a company more effective and to help it survive. Donald Trump has that instinct as a real chief executive officer. He knows how businesses are supposed to run. And all this corruption and all this loosey-goosey kind of way to operate, and that you have to understand, Megan, that you know, government is very complicated and waste just is part of the deal. Well, Donald Trump took that seriously as somebody who says, you can't have waste. You know, you have to be accountable. And they're deathly afraid to be found out.
Well, and absolute corruption absolutely corrupts. And when you look at, and there's no, I think, better phrase than how to term what the political climate right now and what Donald Trump exposed just in his short 4 years. I wish there was more action based on that exposure, but the unfortunate thing is that we have a corrupt intelligence agency, we have a corrupt judiciary, we have a corrupt political system, we have a corrupt election system, we have, you know, all of this malignancy, which has been born out of politics and centralized politics. You know, this is what happens, quite frankly, when lawyers are elected and put into Congress. In a very small but powerful epicenter like D.C. This is what happens when lawyers infiltrate the FBI. And when we look at the FBI and what the FBI has done, they're supposed to investigate crimes. They're supposed to, you know, expose crime. They're supposed to clean up the mess, right? They're supposed to protect Americans through all this exposure. And instead what they did is they targeted Americans on January 6th in order to further divide this country.
Well, it's fitting an agenda. And, of course, now what we're seeing coming out of all this, as you said earlier, Megan, and that is that it's now become about voting rights, that that what happened on January 6th was all about a suppression of the voice of the people and the suppression of votes. I mean, let's ignore what happened during the actual voting process in November. We'll cast that aside, and we're now going to champion this reformed voting rights. We've got more from Megan after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out the granny, does your dog bite? No child, no.
Oh, yeah, we know what happens when the devil goes down to Georgia. And I don't know. I mean, it's up to you. I mean, this is the metaphors that are flying around regarding Joe Biden's attempt to talk about, you know, voter fraud and voter rights and all the hyperbole and, you know, throwing out all the racial cards and racial red meat and everything. I thought the only thing was missing was gonna put you all back in chains. You know, I was waiting to hear all that and, you know, how he misrepresented Martin Luther King Jr. I'm curious. I'm going to have a conversation with Dr. Alveda King, Martin Luther King's niece, to see her response to that. But I thought that just on his face that she would be greatly galled by these incendiary statements that were made by President Joe Biden, who was supposedly going to be the uniter in chief. Right, Megan Barth?
Right. And actually, Mitch McConnell, which I'm not a huge fan, actually, you know, referred to Harry Reid, referred to Joe Biden. Once a crook, you know, you get them all confused. referred to Joe Biden as divisive and unpresidential, very didactic of Mitch McConnell, but you don't expect much less.
Right. Well, I thought also what he said that was quite stinging is that he liked Joe Biden all the years that he's known him, but the Joe Biden that spoke there in Georgia, he did not recognize.
No one recognizes Joe Biden. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, the Joe Biden 6 years ago is much different than the Joe Biden today, and that's due to a severe mental deterioration. I mean, anybody that is intellectually honest or worth their salt certainly isn't going to say that Joe Biden is the same that he was when he was palling around with George Wallace. I mean, it was very interesting to hear this inflammatory, disgusting, divisive speech because, you know, we don't want to go back to the days of George Wallace, Bull Connor, and da-da-da-da. Well, those were his buddies, say, back in the day. He actually bragged about his relationship with the very people responsible for Jim Crow, which were the Democrats.
Right, exactly.
So now we have Kamala Harris saying that no one should be absolved if they vote against these voting rights. Voting rights, anyone that's 18 can vote. Hell, even illegal aliens now can vote in New York. Mm-hmm. And actually illegal aliens can vote in municipal elections in places dotted around the country. So I'm not really sure, you know, who's being disenfranchised. It's certainly not black people. They voted in mass for Barack Obama, and actually, and a lot of them, the most ever, voted for Donald Trump. And that is why, again, the Democrats need to keep people on plantations like they have since the beginning of time. And in order to strip states' rights, who will be disenfranchised, quite frankly, if they federalize elections, will be Republicans, because they will ensure that they will have absolute power from here to eternity.
Right. And I can't even believe the consideration by some states like Colorado to even consider having the elections federalized. I mean, they just disenfranchised their own citizens of their state. I mean, you talk about taking up the grape juice here. I mean, that's absolutely insane. Well, it has gotten so bad, Megan, that, you know, the Democrats, Doug Schoen, has thrown Hillary Clinton's hat in the ring. I mean, we're a year into this administration, and even Hillary Clinton is speaking ill of the Biden administration. Boy, you talk about a civil war that's taking place here, or starting to rev up anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Repeat that last part, Bill. I lost just the last part.
Well, what I'm saying, just saying that, you know, a civil war is brewing within the Democratic Party with the introduction of Hillary Clinton, for 2024. Oh. And Hillary Clinton spoke not very kindly about the leadership of Joe Biden in this administration.
I'm sorry, but the Democrat Party has no bench. What are they going to run? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Ilhan Omar? I mean, what's their bench? I mean, they got a lot of loudmouth. Okay? But who's on their bench? Who are they grooming to run again? Whether it's 2024 or beyond. I think the Republicans actually have a very strong bench.
Exactly.
Start with Ron DeSantis.
Yes.
And go on from there. But when you look at the Democrat Party, they have been overthrown by socialists and communists. This happened specifically in Nevada, where the DSA overthrew the existing structure of the Nevada Democrat Party, which was owned and basically run by Harry Reid.
Yeah.
So now, and you had a huge, massive wave of resignations in Nevada from the Nevada Democratic Party. And they broke off into their own separate party. So we literally have two state Democrat parties in Nevada right now. The quote-unquote Harry Reid establishment and the Bernie Sanders socialists.
Wow.
And they're all basically fighting amongst each other. So, and honestly, to resurrect Hillary Clinton, like, when is her time done? I mean, I'm sorry that she's lost now, what, three times? So she's going to go for a fourth?
Well, in part, you know, and I keep thinking there's going to be a Saturday Night Live skit on her that you see her in a room kicking her and going, Joe Biden, you know, not me, Joe Biden. And the deal is the big thing that the reason supposedly that voters did not elect her because she was so unlikable. So what's happened? All of a sudden she's gotten more likable in the last 5 years, 6 years?
Right. I mean, Joe Biden has now the lowest approval ratings. I think it's 33%, I think. I mean,
somewhere in that zip code, yes. Right.
And 25% of independents like him. I've never seen a president underwater this early in his presidency. But Hillary Clinton, her favorabilities are equally as low. I mean, yes, you might have the suburban wine-drinking moms, you know, like her because she's a woman, you know, it's identity politics. But no one else likes her.
Right.
And, I mean, Democrats don't even like her. I have a friend who's actually a Bernie Sanders supporter who was a chair for Bernie Sanders out here in Nevada, or a delegate.
Mm-hmm.
The thing we have in common is that she can't stand Hillary Clinton and I can't stand Hillary Clinton. So Bernie Sanders supporters, who are rising like crazy within the Democratic Party, don't support Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Because she represents the establishment. She represents somebody who isn't commie enough, even though she is, but her political, you know, her political resume reads like an establishment Democrat.
Megan, you understand this probably better than most people I know. And when I consider the long-term effects that the Joe Biden administration will have on the Democratic Party. I mean, they are going to be identified by these socialist and progressive policies for many years to come. I mean, this is going to be a long-haul rebuild for the Democratic Party. I think this is going to put them on the sidelines for quite a while because people are going to remember and they're going to maybe really understand history in terms of what the Democratic Party did to people of color over the years, that it was not the Republicans, that the truth of all these things that the Democrats would not want you to find out are coming out. And, boy, it's going to be a long-term type of healing for the Democratic Party for them to be viable, possibly. What do you think?
Well, and that's exactly why they want to federalize elections. That's exactly why. So they can protect themselves from the damage that they've done and that they've caused. When you look at the polling, not only Biden is underwater with independents, he's underwater with Hispanics.
Yes.
I think it was like 28% of Hispanics like Joe Biden. That is no bueno.
No. No.
Democrats.
Exactly.
That's
right.
No bueno. So they're going to need to find, I guess, you know, Doug Schoen isn't usually wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He's quite insightful. He's very close with the Clintons. And you know she's very spiteful at her loss. She's a poor loser, she's a sore loser, and she's just basically a loser. And so for them to rerun Hillary Clinton, I say, you know, vaya con Dios. Go with that. Because that's the only thing that's going to help.
Well, on that helpful, hopeful note, we must part, as always, with sweet sorrow. Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the Nevada Globe.com.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-87. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The WHO warns 50% of Europe could catch Omicron by March. Dr. Hans Kluge.
The region saw over 7 million newly reported cases of COVID-19 in the first week of 2022, more than doubling over a two-week period.
The White House is reporting the president meets with the Senate Democrat caucus to discuss the urgent need to pass legislation to protect the constitutional right to vote and the integrity of our elections. The meeting starts at 1 p.m. Eastern. TMZ is reporting 65-year-old comedian and actor Bob Saget died of a heart attack in his sleep. Murray Beard, who was at the Ponte Verde Concert Hall in Jacksonville, Florida, where Saget performed his last show.
I've been around people that have mental health issues and things, and you can tell when something's just not quite right. But that wasn't the way it was with Bob. He was excited about being on stage.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Out here on this desert road, it's hot as fire, but I've grown cold. Circling like a plane that never lands. And even though the questions change, the answers always stay the same. Maybe someday I will understand. So I'm wondering, got me wondering, where's my promised land?
Oh, don't give up hope, ladies and gentlemen. Hang in there, really, because we know who's in charge. It's a matter of time, not according to our timeline, but according to his. Good to have you with us 28 minutes before the top of the hour as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. This rhetoric about... conservatives and how we've been divided here. And as we said earlier, that's the critical step to conquering. You know, you divide the people. And here Joe Biden said he was going to be a uniter. He's been anything but that. His administration continues to label millions of people as now domestic enemies, the domestic terrorists. I mean, think about that. The whole idea of an insurrection, how that is coloring the whole atmosphere and pitting us against each other. It's absolutely irrational. And this is what the American people are coming to realize. We're going to be joining with Jeff Carrere. You can hear him now coming on as we join our shows together. And here he is. We're going to talk with Louisiana's favorite son, the one and only Jeff Carrere. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Doing great. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, I'm doing terrific. Like you, my optimism is growing because of my optimism in the American people, the searchers for truth. And this is starting to come out, Jeff, the reality of this president's administration and his policies are stark. I mean, so stark that even the Democratic Party themselves, members, are abandoning ship like rats on a sinking ship.
Hillary Clinton is coming out, and she's taking shots at the president who just barely completed a year in office.
Yeah. Well, a lot of things are going on that I wanted to touch on and get your thoughts on. Well, one is approval rating is now down to the lowest I've ever seen, 33%,
yes,
according to the Quinnipiac poll, which says to me that he is just losing ground right and left. And to have Hillary start talking about running again, I mean, you know it's bad. They're already looking past Biden and Harris.
Yes.
They realize neither one of those two can be the candidate, Bill, in 2024.
Well, these two single-handedly are destroying the Democratic Party. I was just talking with Megan Barth about this, is the ramifications and the association of this incompetence will linger with this party for years to come. This will be an albatross, and I'm not convinced that Hillary Clinton is the one to save the party, but I understand their desperation, and what's happening is you've got the right pickings for a civil war within that party.
You know, it shows you how corrupt the Democratic Party is. They've got no fresh, young leadership. They've got a bunch of 70- and 80-year-olds, from Bernie to Schumer to Pelosi to Biden, now to Clinton. I mean, nobody's fresh. They don't have a Ron DeSantis in the Democrat Party. They don't have the next generation of Democrat Party leaders. And I don't want to hear the name Pete Buttigieg. What a clown that guy is, Bill. He can't even run. He can't be mayor of South Bend. He can't be transportation secretary. He certainly can't be president.
Right. Well, and you're exactly right. And we saw the depth of the bench of the Republican Party in 2016 during that campaign. I mean, look at how many people were on the stage vying for president. I mean, they were all very qualified compared to what the Democrats run. Of course, with Hillary, she was such a shoo-in. I think you had like five or six opportunists. And then this last time around, you had Biden and Harris. Harris fell out right away. And the thing that doesn't surprise me, Jeff, is that he's down to 30%, because when you remember, during the primaries, what the Democrats were trying to sell to their own party would only get approval of about 30% anyway. And that's why people can't buy into how Joe Biden could win the general election with such astronomical numbers when his own party members couldn't accept his policies. How do you get to those numbers, you know?
You look at the Democratic race in 2020, and, Bernie was doing better than Biden. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, it seemed like everybody got all afraid of socialism and said, well, we got to get behind Joe Biden to prevent Bernie from getting the nominee. And then they all got behind Biden. And then, lo and behold, what is he doing? He's doing socialism. He's doing the Bernie Sanders agenda.
Exactly. So
it's the same thing that Bernie would have done. I can't imagine any differences, Bill, if Bernie were president right now.
Well, Bernie got taken out, by his ankles, just like he did during the Hillary campaign. I mean, if you remember, going into California, it was really nip and tuck. And then all of a sudden, right before the California primary, they go, oh, well, we counted the numbers, we miscounted. And Hillary's, she's got it. She's got the nomination. And so Bernie folded. So you wonder, okay, what backroom deal did Bernie make with the Clintons in order to fold so easily? Because he didn't even complain about it. And I thought, wow. And his followers, they were kind of shocked by this and thought, well, this is the Democratic Party. And, independent Bernie gets thrown under the bus.
They throw him under the bus again this time, and he didn't really complain about it again. And I remember after the 2016 race, he wound up with some kind of vacation home, if I'm not mistaken, in Maine all of a sudden. And, who knows what he got this time. And he did sort of just meekly just go away after they did another number on him. And who are we stuck with is a guy who couldn't even campaign, a guy who couldn't articulate his vision, a guy who's in mental decline, and a guy who no way, no how got 81 million votes, Bill. No way.
Well, and look at even Raffensperger, the Republican Secretary of State out of Georgia that Trump had said, hey, go find me. And I know why Trump said it. I mean, it was like tongue in cheek, go find me 11,000 votes. You can find me 11,000 votes. And of course, this was perceived by the mainstream media and even by Raffensperger as like, Donald Trump expected him to go ahead and, go to the Xerox machine and come up with 11,000 votes or something like that. But now he's finding out.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah, right, right, exactly. And then he comes back, no, everything was perfect in Georgia. You know, we only found two, I think it was two dead people that voted. You know, so it was inconsequential, whole deal. And then all of a sudden he gets presented here, what, 2 weeks ago, with clear evidence that people were stuffing the ballot box in Georgia between 2 and 4 in the morning. Oh, surprise, right? And then he goes, uh-oh.
I mean, it's just ridiculous, and now we're what, all this time later, we're over a year later, we still don't have the answers, we still don't have confidence in the election system. You know, we're coming up on a midterm election, and you know there's going to be an outpouring of people to try to throw these Democrats out, but can right. we trust the election results, Bill? Can we trust the fact that the will of the people is going to be reflected in the election results?
Well, my pressure has been on the RNC. Somebody had said, well, it was Donald Trump's fault. I go, no, it's not Donald Trump's responsibility. You know, it wasn't like Joe Biden went out and talked to all these different states to make sure that they fudged the rules and rewrote the rules so that they could, you know, compromise the 2020 election. This was done by the operatives and, you know, 600-plus Democratic attorneys that stormed these different states. Well, the Republicans just sat there and let it happen. They didn't do anything, but I think they've learned, and this is what I'm hearing, that they've learned the hard way, and they're going to be a lot more proactive. And I said, well, it has to be, because I got to tell you that if this next election, if the midterm election falls on its face, and if it's any semblance of what happened in 2016, the people are going to check out. They're done.
Yeah, we've got to have elections that we can have confidence in. I mean, I've been advocating a return to paper ballots.
I'm with
that
you.
That is the most sure.
I think one day voting. Let's go back one day voting. We're going to take a day off. It's going to be a holiday for our country, and we'll take one day off. We will all do paper ballots.
Yeah.
We'll, you got to be there. I mean, yes, absentee for all the right reasons, but not mail-in voting to the degree
not
that they did.
I mean, of voting and ballot harvesting and drop boxes everywhere, Bill, and all these things that the Democrats want to do, that just invites corruption and fraud.
Yeah, without a doubt. No, I agree. And, Jeff, I liked what you wrote about, and we've only got about 30 seconds together here right now before we have to split off, but what you wrote about, you know, what Biden has done to the economy. If he did absolutely nothing, wow, where we would be right now. But he has caused all these self-inflicted wounds and damage to the American people. It is a sad commentary, without a doubt.
My friend, his policies have failed, completely failed.
Happy New Year, Jeff Carrera. Appreciate it, buddy. Take care. Godspeed.
Thank you.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And guess who? Yes, Evie Bear Carroll is with us from Movie Guide. And here we're to talk about movies and the box office and all that good stuff. But before we get to that, I want to talk about a whole lot of no fanfare, I guess you could say, about the Golden Globes. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association decided, well, we're going to announce the winners and we're not going to go on TV. This is kind of a bit of a surprise, huh?
Well, what happened is last year they were had a lot of conflict because they said that there was not enough diversity in the grouping, the HFPA, which makes the decisions on which movies. And so they said there's not enough internationals and there's not enough diversity. And so everybody kind of boycotted. And so they weren't able to get any presenters this year, no celebrities.
Wow.
And they weren't able get a network. Usually they were on NBC. So this is a really crazy, interesting thing because the Golden Globes were always known to open up award season in Hollywood. You know, our point of view is a little different. We believe that they were, and we know that they were losing viewership. And our point of view is that they were losing viewership because they're awarding movies that people don't go to.
Right,
the movies that are foul mouth and the movies that have bad cursing and the movies that have nudity and bad messages, you know, really bad kind of progressive messages to them. And so, you know, people don't go to those movies at the box office. They make no money at the box office and they're just not a popular movie.
Exactly. Well, the price for diversity, right?
Yeah, so, you know, it's interesting times. It definitely changes things a lot in Hollywood. But, you know, we really do know that people want good movies. They want good, wholesome television programs. You know, the Golden Globes always had cursing in it. They always had jokes about Republicans. They always had political jokes. So we know why their ratings were dropping.
Exactly. Well, Power of the Dog, a Netflix movie, won Best Drama, West Side Story, nabs the Best Musical or Comedy, and Jane Champion's picked up the Best Director trophy for helming Power of the Dog, and Cody Smith McPhee won Best Supporting Actor for the Western, and then West Side Story star Rachel Zegler named Best Actress in a Musical or Comedy, and her co-star Ariana DeBose took home the Best Supporting Actress prize, huh? And then and Nicole Kidman for being the Ricardos. Won Best Actress in a Drama, while Will Smith, King Richard, nabs Best Actor awards. So, you know, so what do you think in terms of heading to the Oscar? How much of this will have any impact? Because in years previous, this used to be a portent of what was going to happen on Oscars night, right?
Probably is. Now, The Power of the Dog is about two Western, you know, Western dudes who are on our dude ranch and all this kind of stuff, and one of them comes out as homosexual, and it's his son, and so it's how the father has to learn how to accept him. So it's not a movie guide movie.
Right.
It's not one that we recommend. And being the Ricardos was all about how she was communist. So, you know, we don't recommend these movies, but they're obviously the ones that they love to pick for the award seasons. And so it does kind of, the Globes kind of always shows what maybe the Oscars are going to award.
Right, exactly. Well, as far as other news out of Hollywood, of course, everybody, not only in Hollywood, but around the country, is mourning the death of Bob Saget.
Yeah, that's right. So he passed away, and they do not know the cause, and there's been the autism already, you know, done, but they do not know the cause of it yet. They say there's no foul play, and it wasn't drugs, so we don't know what happened. People loved his character on Full House.
Yes.
They really loved it, and there's all over, everywhere you see, they say, you know, that's America's father who passed away. You know, he was a different character when he was doing his comics, comedic,
his stand-up,
you know, show,
yep. Right.
Stand-up, because he was kind of foul-mouthed. So if you really think about it, people love the character of Full House. They love the character of these people, and they kind of don't know who people really are in real life, which, you know, he was kind of a potty mouth in real life. So, but there are things to be commended about him, and it's sad that he passed. And he was only 65. So
right, exactly. Well, and getting back to what we were saying earlier when we were talking about the Golden Globes, and that is that family-friendly movies, basically what carried the day for the movie houses across the country and for, you know, the originators of movies, those that were family-friendly. I mean, they're getting the message. You and your father have been touting this time and time again for decades. I mean, you just look at the results and see while these, faith-based movies, how successful they are to their bottom line, and more and more people are kind of catching up to that. It's a slow catch up, all things considered, right?
Exactly. So Spider-Man has done extremely well, and Sing 2 has done extremely well, and there's some wonderful aspects about Sing 2. It has actually made $100 million at the box office. So like I say, you know, people don't go to the movies with a lot of progressive content to them. They want to go to the stuff that's uplifting, that's family friendly, that's wholesome, that they can bring their whole family to, and that's what makes money at the box office, because everybody wants to feel, you know, better at the end of the day, and they want to have good moral themes for their children to see. You know, I have kids, and I definitely want them seeing a good thing that they can learn from a movie rather than, you know, being depressed.
Right, exactly. Or having to go home and explain the language to them, you know, and it goes on for days. So, you know, when you consider going to a movie, you go there to get entertained. And, you know, going to a movie, family of four, by the time you go, popcorns and everything else, you know, and not to mention your own time that's invested. You've got a lot involved here, you know, for a family to go to a movie. So why not demand something of substance and value that's going to, you know, bless you and the family, as opposed to be something that's going to be so disruptive.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, let's talk about Lost in Space. You reviewed this.
Yeah, so this is a good show on Netflix. If you still have Netflix, this is a good option. It's more of a, we want to say, preteen and up. It's got some very strong Christian worldview with people, even prayer and sacrifice and a prayer there that actually references God and Jesus, and so there's some really good things about this Lost in Space, especially this episode that we saw, which was called Trust. And so it's all about a family that's in space. Gee, figure, because it's called Lost in Space, and so it's very exciting. It's very suspenseful. It doesn't have, you know, blood and that kind of thing. It's suspense and jeopardy without that kind of thing. You know, if a show or a movie is well written, you don't need blood and gore. You can have jeopardy without even seeing an alien. You can have jeopardy, and there's some wonderful movies made from the past that were like that. But Lost in Space is a good option on Netflix.
Well, there's lots to be said about imagination. You know, it is very powerful when you engage the theater of the mind. And you can do that even with visuals. And, you know, and you look at some of the most successful movies. It's not like that you have to have, you know, the obvious put up there. That's where creativity comes into play, is that you engage their imagination and really garner a piece of somebody's mind in such a way that's very powerful and entertaining.
Exactly. They say that, you know, you have to assume that your audience is, you know, you should write it in a way that they're smart and just getting it and understanding it and have a creative imagination. And that's the best way to do it. And the audience will love it that way because, you know, that's the way to do it.
Exactly. What about The Rescue?
The Rescue is a very suspenseful documentary on Disney Plus about in 2018, some soccer team, there were 12 boys and their soccer coach got stuck in a cave in northern Thailand, and a monsoon came and they were not able to get out in this. All these volunteers came and Navy SEALs from Thailand, you know, were helping to get them out and volunteers were coming to help them get them out. And it's an amazing story about this.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are the takeaways? I mean, there's some great takeaways from this movie. What did you take away from it?
The takeaways are, you know, that it's just a beautiful story of sacrifice because the people who ended up helping them really were people who were volunteers. You know, they were people who heard the story and they wanted to help these young boys. And so, you know, we need to be able to step up to the plate when there's something presented. And I think that's a great message for younger audiences to get, you know, probably 12 and above. It's a great message for teenagers to get because they can learn that, you know, you give and love other people and help other people when they're in need.
Mm-hmm. Well, another passing out of Hollywood was the passing of legendary actor Sidney Poitier at the age of 94. What a life, huh?
I know. This is distressing to hear of this, but, you know, he lived an amazing life and he's done some incredible things. So, you know, we pray for his family like always. But it is distressing to hear of these things that are coming up.
Well, the fact of the matter is that nobody leaves this building alive, do they?
That's right. And so we pray for people. We pray for people's faith. You know, that's our work in Hollywood, is that we want to tell people the good news that sets them free and gives them peace that is in Jesus Christ. And so we pray for the families and we pray for the actors who are making an impact, or, you know, everybody sees these people. And so that we pray for more actors to come to faith, and we try to build the relationships ourselves here to help them do so.
Evie Bear Carroll, the host of Movie Guide TV. It's a pleasure as always, Evie. Appreciate it. You take care. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters I...